I wanted to wipe out such a disgraceful suspicion. But at any rate, it must be hard being a girl, worrying about so many things all the time. If a guy had his fly open, all he had to do was claim that he was being a sexy commando or something. Or maybe not.
Thanks. Here, you can have it back.
Hanekawa returned my phone to me in no time at all. No pics, right? I prompted.
Huh?
She tilted her head.
Pics?
Nothing. Oops. Had I misread her? Then what exactly had she been up to? Hanekawa seemed to pick up on my puzzlement because she pointed to the phone that I still held, unable to return it to my pocket, and said,
I put my number and email address in there.
You did what?
Too bad for you. You just made a friend.
And then, before I could say a single word in response, she ran to the other side of the crossing. The light had turned green without my noticing. That was how I was planning on leaving, and now it felt like she'd stolen my thunder. Wait, wasn't she going to go to the library? No, since she decided to go to the library mid-conversation with me, her heading in the opposite direction now wasn't strange at all. When she crossed to the other side, Hanekawa turned back to me and waved a,
See you later!
I reflexively returned her wave. Once she saw me waving my hand, like an idiot, I assume, she turned back around, made a right in front of the school gate, and walked off in a cheerful mood. She soon turned the corner and went out of sight. After I was sure she was gone, I checked my phone. To see it was true. A Tsubasa Hanekawa had been registered in my contacts list. A phone number and an email address. I had never used the contacts feature on my phone before. I remembered all the numbers I needed, though I don't say this to brag about my memory. It's not something I could brag about since the only ones I had memorized were my home phone number and my parents' cell phone numbers. My sent and received call history was enough for any others. I simply didn't have many friends. And that's how Tsubasa Hanekawa became the first number to be registered on my phone. What's her deal? Her actions hovered beyond my comprehension. A friend? Is that what she said? A friend? Did she mean it? To begin with, while we may have known each other's names, what was a young lady like her doing casually handing her contact info out to a guy she'd basically spoken to for the first time? Or was I just being old-fashioned about this? I didn't know. But as much as I didn't know, there was one thing I did know now. Tsubasa Hanekawa, the model student among model students, the class president among class presidents, not only wasn't a stuck-up, self-important character, she's pretty damn cool. A class president among class presidents. Tsubasa Hanekawa. It was her, whom I happened across the afternoon of closing ceremonies, that I would meet again during spring break, though I had no way of knowing it at the time. I didn't even feel a sliver of a premonition.